This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden opened a global climate summit by warning fellow world leaders they must take immediate steps to address climate change. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president says the time has finally come.
A moment of peril, but also a moment of extraordinary possibilities.
Addressing a virtual summit of 40 world leaders from a TV-style set built in the White House, he pledged to cut American fossil fuel emissions in half by 2030. That would require the nation's most ambitious climate effort to date as the U.S. returns to global climate efforts after Trump administration pullbacks. The president's pushing other leaders to also move toward clean energy. China says it's ready to work with America on emissions cuts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Coinciding with the summit, environmental champion Greta Thunberg lashed out at powerful politicians Thursday for ignoring climate change. Speaking to a U.S. House panel, the Swedish activist demanded an end to the fossil fuel subsidies and implored the current generation of leaders to take the crisis more seriously. Pope Francis said in his Earth Day message Thursday that the planet was at the brink and humanity had to avoid the path of self-destruction. The Pope spoke in one video message at President Biden's Global Climate Summit and another for the Earth Day Live Internet event. He has issued many appeals for environmental protection since his election in 2013. If you'd like more on these and other stories, you can visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News.